Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jim Olson, and he is the director of the Iowa Waste Reduction Center at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
We were really happy to have Jim at the Spring Garden Seminar sponsored by Master Gardeners to talk about food waste especially and kind of what's happening. So, Jim, why should we be concerned about food waste?
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons. The reason we initially got involved is the amount of food waste as a percentage of all of the solid waste going to the landfill is increasing. So more and more food waste is making its way to the landfill. More and more food waste appears to be, actually wasted and not consumed. And there's some significant economics involved also.
And one of the things, when you say more food is going into the landfill, I think some of us don't realize, unless we're listening to our landfill manager, that landfills kind of keep filling up. We're going to have to dig up more ground if we're not careful.
That's correct, and it's harder and harder. Nobody wants a landfill in their backyard. And some statistics show that 40% of the food that's prepared or available to eat ends up wasted and in the landfill. So that's just a lot of additional landfill space. A lot of what should be considered a resource going to waste.
And another thing that I learned when I was in your session that hadn't entered my head is that some people are really concerned about global warming, and methane gas is coming off of that landfill because of food.
That's right. I believe they estimate 33% of the methane gas released to the environment is from decaying food in landfills.
That's just incredible, Jim. We always think it's all the cow manure.
Exactly, cow manure industries or whatever, but it's our food waste is almost a third of the methane released to the environment.
And it's something that we can do something about, although it's not a real easy kind of thing. The other thing you mentioned was that food waste is related to economy, you know, in our own pocketbooks.
That's right. You know, you think about it, if 40% of our food that could be consumed is going to the landfill, it's not being wasted. We're preparing it. We're using water to produce it. We're using water to clean it. We're using natural resources to haul it around. So that waste just gets multiplied through other, venues and other environmental media.
Mm-hmm. And when I buy food and I don't use it, man, we talk about people. You talk to people and they say, oh, food is so expensive. Well, if 40% of it isn't being used, wow, what could we do to save some money out of our own pocketbook?
Well, hopefully that we can reduce that 40% and through conservation, not from eating it. I don't need to eat 40% extra, than I already do, but that sure would add to our food budget.
Right. So we can do some things individually, and I think it kind of starts with better planning. But also we might be concerned about some of our restaurants, our institutions. What are some of the concerns there with the food waste?
You know, I think we're all pretty much, as individuals, familiar with the fact that we can compost in our backyard. We compost our leaves. We mix in some orange peels and some banana skins and so forth. That's all well and good, and we can manage that quite well if we choose to do that. However, large-scale composting operations, large-scale food alternatives really aren't available to commercial or institutional places at this time, and we hope that we can identify a need and encourage more folks to open up those options.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there are a few places that are doing food composting, but on the map you showed us, it was like there's only four places, I believe, in Iowa that's actually doing food composting?
That's right. I believe there's 43 municipal landfills in Iowa. Of those 43, only four currently have major composting operations, and those are all in the eastern part of the state.
So why aren't more landfills doing food composting?
Well, that's a good question. We did some surveys, and we found that economics plays a large part of it. We believe it costs more to properly manage food waste at the landfill than it does just to landfill it. That's unfortunate, but it's a reality. And also maybe there's some education that's lacking in regards to, the extent of the problem and the possible solutions. Mm-hmm. So we hope to address that through our efforts also. Mm-hmm.
So all of us, I think, as citizens, and many of us are paying somebody to pick up our garbage, and those fees are helping to do taking care of our landfills. So maybe as individuals, we could look into what's happening locally, not to go and yell at our managers, but find out what's happening.
No, that's exactly right. We have, you know, there's regulations in place, good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes they may be archaic. They could be tweaked a little bit. Maybe there's some financial stimulus that would make people more involved. But, you know, you got to understand the landfill operators. They're on a budget. They're trying to do the best they can. They're subject to permits and restrictions. And we just need to make it easier for folks to accept food waste and manage it in a responsible manner.
Mm-hmm. Now, the center, and we really haven't talked about the center much yet, but you've put together a new website, a relatively new website, and it has so much information if you want to get more educated about it, starting with education. What's the website address?
I would encourage anybody to look at the website. There's some little videos on there. There's some stuff for kids. There's some regulatory summaries. There's some case studies. There's just general information. And so if you would be interested, please do. It's foodwaste.iwrc.org.
Okay, pretty easy. Food waste. Remember, that's what we're talking about, foodwaste.iwrc.org. I'm guessing even if you put in search food waste, you'd get there eventually.
I hope so. I hope we did a good job that way also. You can also look, if you forget that, our main website is iwrc.org.
Okay, so get there, and as you said, lots of things there that can educate you, and it's great. Kids, have you got any projects going that are involving kids in terms of, I'm thinking I've heard some schools that are doing a little bit of having the kids kind of look at the food waste?
Well, I think right here is a good place to look at it. Laura has a vermicomposting, I believe. It's using worms to compost food. They have a pilot project in one of the junior high schools that's going quite well. So the example you're looking for, the perfect example, is right here in Atlantic.
Okay. And that is actually at the CAM school system, Cumberland Anita Messina, at the middle school, I believe it is. And they're having the kids take a look at how much waste, and they have been surprised. I think some positive things are happening there. And, of course, she refers to Laura. That's Laura Canning, who's our county conservationist, has been doing vermicomposting for a long time and has been teaching other people about it. How do you feel about little red wiggler worms?
I'm not familiar with them other than from fishing, and I found them very attractive in that regard.
Well, we all can learn more about them. I'm not sure I'm ready to have them under my kitchen sink, Jim, but they do a wonderful job, and anybody knows anything about composting, that comes out with wonderful material to put on the gardens. Let's talk a little more about the Iowa Waste Reduction Center. A little bit of background about it, some other things that it does.
Okay. We were originally set up in 1988, 89. As part of the Groundwater Protection Act. That was some legislation established in Iowa to help small businesses deal with pollution prevention, waste reduction, regulatory compliance. So we've been around, I guess, 25 years. Our services are free to the businesses under 200 employees, and our services are confidential. Not that anybody's trying to hide anything, but if we find issues that maybe need to be corrected, we can make recommendations. They can be corrected, and hopefully in a cost-effective manner.
Okay. So businesses that want more information, individuals that want more information, this is a really great source to go to. Do other states have similar kinds of projects, programs, or is this a little unique?
There are some states that do. Not to brag, but I think ours is established and securely funded better than a lot of places. So we're pretty proud. Minnesota has a similar operation. They were a little ahead of us. We used them as a model to some degree, but We've been plugging along for 25 years, and I won't be there another 25, but I hope the center will be and that we can continue to offer these kinds of services.
And I think you have kind of changed with the needs. I'm guessing 25 years ago you weren't talking about food waste.
No, we weren't talking about food waste at all. The issues then were more of your more hazardous toxic materials, how to reduce those. Well, one, just that we didn't need to be dumping them, on the fence line. That's not the case anymore, so we're going to just try to identify the need, and the needs change.
I think that's why you've been around for this many years, because you have been able to identify those needs as they come along. We want to thank you very much, Jim Olson, director of the Iowa Waste Reduction Center at the University of Northern Iowa, for visiting with us. And until next time, think about how much food do you waste?